The Word of God is recorded in St. John's Gospel, the third chapter, beginning at the 16th verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation: that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. These are the words of our Lord. The greatest trick of Satan is to make sinners think that God hates them, when in fact, God loves them. How easy it is to think that God should hate us. God hates sin. And we often confess that we have done those things which we should not have done, and we have not done those things which we should have done. Satan likes nothing better than to say to us, "How? How can God love you? How? How can God forgive the likes of me?" Text, John writes, "Everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light lest his deeds should be exposed." Sinners don't want their sins exposed for what they are. In fact, many sinners even try to defend their sins rather than to admit what they really are and who they really are. Now, I personally wasn't present to witness this, but I am told that there was a man who was waiting in a doctor's office for an eye examination. As he waited, he was watching the people who were coming out. One person, though, came stumbling out, led by the hand, apparently because she couldn't see at all. So when it was this man's turn to see the eye doctor, he said, "I don't often see a blind person in your office. Can you do anything for her?" The doctor replied, "She can see better than you can." "Impossible! I saw her being led out of here." The doctor explained, "The problem is that she doesn't want to see. It's a disease which many people have. The problem is not with her eyes, but with her mind." And apparently, this is a real condition. So it is for us. It's not that we can't see that we are sinners, but that we don't want to see. That's the problem. People love living in darkness rather than in light. They don't want to see their sins because that means condemnation. It's the greatest trick that Satan has to make sinners think that God hates them. But don't let Satan fool you. God loves you. In fact, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God loves and gives and saves. That's what we just read. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God loves us even when we don't deserve it. God gave his only begotten Son into death on the cross to atone for our sins. We are saved from the eternal condemnation of our sins through God's forgiveness. Because the Son of God was lifted up on the cross to shed his holy, innocent blood in our place, we are forgiven. That forgiveness comes because of the blood which freely flowed from the Savior's side. Once in a sermon, Martin Luther asked the question, "What is the reason for God's giving?" And he answered, "It's nothing but pure, inexpressible love. For the Father does not give out of guilt or duty or because someone had asked and begged him. Rather, his own goodness moved him as a Lord who gladly gives." It's the Holy Spirit who now leads us to see what the Father has given. The Spirit heals us as he opens our minds and eyes with the powerful gospel. All the credit for our salvation belongs to the triune God who has loved you with an everlasting love. It's the Holy Spirit who has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts. It is God the Holy Spirit who has made the light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. That love of the Spirit is seen every time we gather together in the Lord's name as he gives us his baptism, his absolution, his word, his sacrament. Here, through the working of faith, God opens our minds and our eyes to his gospel. And here, we see God's love and grace. He enlightened us with the gospel. The Holy Spirit then leads us to produce fruits of faith so that others may see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven. Don't let Satan fool you. God loves you. It doesn't matter if you are young or old, pastor or student, professor or staff. He sent his Son to redeem you. He sends his Spirit to sanctify you. And now, let us give thanks and pray.
We thank you, Lord. Lord, God of God, that you have given us your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you have borne in your sacred body all our sins, and by your blood blotted out all our transgressions. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit, that you have created in our hearts true faith, that we know of nothing to trust for our salvation, except Jesus Christ and him crucified. O God, grant us your grace, that we may perfectly believe that all our sins are forgiven, for the sake of the passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so enlighten us by your Holy Spirit, that in the power of our Redeemer's death, we may day by day put off sin, and never forsake the Lord Jesus Christ, until we see him face to face in the light of eternal. We ask it all in Christ's name. Amen.
Our Father.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you.